Recipes. Recipes this month were contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of South Dakota. Spinach and artichoke dip by Beth Elbury-Connectney via Little Luna. This dip is a delicious appetizer, usually paired with chips, crackers, or bread. However, we also love it as a filling for stuffed mushrooms. Trust us, it's a hit at parties. Ingredients: 14-ounce can of artichoke hearts, drained, chopped. 10-ounce box of frozen spinach, thawed, drained. 2 teaspoons garlic, 1/3 cup mayo, 8 ounces cream cheese, 2 cups Parmesan cheese, 2/3 cup sour cream. Method: mix ingredients thoroughly and then put into an 8x8 pan. Bake at 375 degrees for 25 minutes or until the edges are beginning to get crispy. Berry Easy Muffins by Beth Elbury-Connectney. In our house, this gluten-free and vegan recipe is one of our go-to bakery items since it works for a lot of dietary needs. It is yummy both for breakfast or an after-supper treat. This recipe can make either a dozen, 12 muffins, or a 9-inch circle cake pan. Ingredients: 1 flax egg, 1 tablespoon ground flax seeds, and 3 tablespoons of plant milk. 2/3 cup plant milk, I like unsweetened vanilla almond milk. 2 tablespoons oil, 1/3 cup maple syrup, 2 cups gluten-free Bisquick, 1 cup frozen berries. Method: in a mixing bowl, first make the flax egg. Put in the other liquids and mix. Add 1 cup of the Bisquick and stir until smooth. Repeat with the second cup. Lastly, fold in the frozen berries. Please do not thaw. Make sure to grease the pan before adding the batter. Bake at 375 degrees. Check after 15 minutes. The time can vary depending on the size of your confection and the type of berries. You can eat as is or top with some Kerrygold butter. Energy Bars by Mike and Jackie Klimisch. These are very easy, quick bars to make that go over well at any get-together. They are very nutritious for a snack food. Ingredients: 3/4 cup honey, 2 and 1/2 cups peanut butter, 2 cups coconut, finely grated, 1 and 1/2 cups flaxseed, ground, 4 teaspoons vanilla, 4 cups oatmeal. Method: mix and put in 9x13 cake pan. Chill. Cutting it into bars with a nearly frozen butter knife can help. Microwave Nut Brittle by Mike and Jackie Klimisch. Ingredients: 1 cup sugar, 1/2 cup light corn syrup, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 1 and 1/2 cups cashews, mixed nuts, pecans, or peanuts, 1 teaspoon butter, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2 teaspoons baking soda. Method: spray cookie sheet and metal spatula with cooking spray. In 2-quart, microwavable glass measuring cup or bowl, stir sugar, corn syrup, and salt with a wooden spoon until mixed. Microwave on high 7 to 8.5 minutes or until syrup is pale yellow. Candy syrup is hot, handle carefully, do not touch mixture. Stir in nuts. Microwave 1 to 2 minutes or until nuts are lightly browned. Immediately stir in butter, vanilla, and baking soda until foamy. Quickly pour onto a prepared cookie sheet, spread evenly with spatula. Cool. Break into pieces. Store in tightly covered container. Fisher Beans by Pam Fisher. Pam Fisher is the second vice president of South Dakota. Ingredients: 1 can pork and beans, 1 can red kidney beans rinsed and drained, 1 can baby butter beans rinsed and drained, 1/2 pound bacon cooked and chopped, 1 pound hamburger cooked, chopped, and drained, 1/2 to 1 onion depending on your liking, diced and cooked with hamburger, 1 cup brown sugar, 1 cup ketchup, 1 tablespoon mustard, 1 tablespoon white vinegar. Method: combine all ingredients, mix well in slow cooker, and heat on low 4 hours or high 2 hours or until heated through. You can also put in oven at 350 for 40 minutes. Tip: I like to season hamburger with Lowry's seasoned salt.